Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we worship you, we praise you, and we thank you, Lord, because you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and the God of gods, and you're our Lord and our God and our Savior and our healer and our provider. And you're the ones that provide us with this magnificent eternal life that we're talking about this week. Now, Father, I ask you as the word goes out to reveal it to every man and woman that hears your word, that they may learn more about who they are as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. And Satan, I rebuke you, and I command you to get your hands off of every person and not to steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now then, what I'm talking about this week is eternal life, and the need of eternal life. Until I begin to understand this, I couldn't understand man. But the subject of eternal life can well be called another lost truth. We miss so much in the church. Now, the church has never majored on eternal life, and yet it was the reason for Christ's coming. Now, the Lord came for many reasons, but this is one of those mighty reasons he came. Because in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, "I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly." Now, that's where the Christian should live. Now, this word life used here is from the Greek word zoe, Z-O-E. It is the word used in connection with eternal life. Now, the other word, push, means natural life and all other forms of life. Now, man is absolutely spiritually dead. Because in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, the Word of God declares, "And you did he make alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins." Now, spiritual death is the nature of the adversary. Now, when Adam sinned in the garden, he became a partaker of satanic nature. Now, this nature has been the cause of all the sin, the misery and sickness of the human race. It has given to man an inferiority complex and a sense of unworthiness, a sense of sin. It has given him hatred and jealousy and bitterness. Now, all the crimes and the miseries of all the ages are the result of this nature that man possesses. The reason that man cannot stand right with God is that his nature is enmity against God. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 7, the Word of God declares, "It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be." Now, this nature must be taken out of man, and a new nature must be put in him or given to him. Now, our popular Christianity is the product in part of the Dark Ages. It is not the Christianity of the Pauline epistles. Now, consequently, there is much said about sin and repentance for sin, but there is little said about eternal life. When's the last time you heard a good message preached when your preacher told you that if you were a born-again Christian, you were a partaker of the divine nature of God, that you had eternal life, and that you were a son of God, a joint heir with Christ? Or, for the ladies, let's call them princesses or queens. In other words, all you ladies out there that are born again Christians, if you are a daughter of the King of the universe, then you're a princess or a queen. He sees you like that. So you ladies need to begin to see yourself, if you're a partaker of eternal life, as a princess of the King of the universe. And the men need to see themselves as a prince before the King of the universe, because we are all sons and daughters of the King of the universe, and his name is Jesus. Now then, if it were possible for God to forgive a sinner his sins, it would do him no good, because he would go right on sinning. The thing that the sinner must have is a new nature. Now then, he must be recreated. Now this recreation can only be accomplished by imparting to a person a new nature. Now in 2 Peter 1:4, the Word of God declares, we become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now, that corruption is spiritual death. We can only escape it by the new birth. Now, receiving this new birth will absolutely change everything about you. Now then, because in John 3:16, the Word of God declares, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now John 20:30-31 says, many other signs did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Now in John 1:4 he says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Now Jesus came to bring to man a new nature, eternal life. Until man has this new nature, he is living in the realm of spiritual death, and he is a subject of Satan. There's no middle ground. You're either serving God or you're serving the devil. It's just that simple. There is no neutral ground or no in-between ground. It's either God or the devil. It's either heaven or hell. There's no two ways about it. Now then, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, the Word of God declares that you were at that time separate from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, he is alienated from the life of God. He cannot come into God's presence. He cannot fellowship with God. His nature is enmity against God. His only hope lies in a new creation. Now, in John 5:24, Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life, and cometh not unto judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Now the one who receives eternal life passes out of the realm of death, this declares, Satan's dominion and his realm, into the realm of life. There is no judgment for the man who has passed out of Satan's realm into God's realm. He passes out of death into life. It is an actual birth out of Satan's family into God's family. It is mentioned in Colossians 1:13. Now, I read this, I don't know how many times I read this scripture before this became revelation to me. But one day when this became revelation to me, I'm telling you, this just jumped off the page at me. Listen to this mighty, mighty statement Paul declares in Colossians 1:13. Who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now that is the new birth. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18 says, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. But all these things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. Now, this is an actual transition of man from Satan's family into God's family. That's what we call being born again. Whenever you accept Christ as Savior and confess Him as Lord, God breathes into you eternal life. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, when He breathes that eternal life into you, that drives out the satanic nature and makes you a new creation. With the new creation, there comes a new mode of life. Because in 1 John 3:14-15, the Word of God declares that we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. And when you love people, when you just, it just comes natural for you to love people, you really can tell that you have been a possessor of eternal life. Now, the new life that has come into us is God's life, because God is love. So it is a new love that has come into our life. He that loveth not abideth in death. He has never yet been born again. If you don't love, you have not been born again. So you need to check out your life. If you don't know how to love people, you've not been born again. Because when you become a partaker of the divine nature of God and start walking in that, it will just become second nature for you to love your brother. Because the Word of God declares that whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murder has eternal life abiding in him. Just think, God says if you hate your brother, you're guilty of murder. You don't have to go out and commit the act. All you have to do is hate your brother. Now then, it is amazing that Christianity, the way I look at it, is not a religion. It is not joining a church. It is not having your sins forgiven. It is receiving the nature of God, the gift of eternal life. Now, praise the Lord Jesus. We come to the end of another day. I'd like to invite you to write me at the Living Savior Ministries, Post Office Box 35 in Justin, Texas, 76247. Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Request any kind of tapes, video and audio tapes, or you can just call me at 940-242-2106. Or you can get me on the web, www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to our email to send us an email or anything. Or you can give us a, you can come to our church. We'd like to invite you to church every Sunday. We have church every Sunday at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. And the time at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We have church in the afternoon. Also, I'd like to invite you to my healing school. The second Saturday of every month, we start at 1 p.m. It's located at the same place that we have church, at 10921 Shady Trail. Praise the Lord Jesus.